from our doctor who is based up in Gwar, which is in the northwest region, about 200 kilometers outside of Bangui. Networks have been very difficult at the moment. Phone signal is down. The internet and VSAT signals are down. So we're receiving pretty limited updates at present. What we do know is that 9 of the more extreme cases were medically evacuated to another hospital in the northern enclave of Paua for more advanced surgical treatment, particularly with radiology, because they didn't have the facilities in the initial hospital. In terms of the urgent treatment, a lot of the cases were treated in our operating room upon receipt. So our positioning in the hospital ahead of time helped to save and prevent a lot more lives being lost from this tragic attack.
What types of injuries did they suffer?
Well, it was a grenade attack. So you had injuries from that, from the impact of the grenade. But the majority of the injuries came from the ambush that resulted afterwards. Many of the communities were attacked with clubs, knives, machetes, as well as some gun injuries as well. So it required quite a lot of surgical treatment. And the more advanced grade cases that we stabilized, as I said, 9 were evacuated to another hospital in the northern region with more advanced facilities to be able to treat the really severely that were admitted. And I think you can imagine kind of the chaos that ensued when we received these patients. We had a lot of the family trying to infiltrate the hospital. So a lot of it involved trying to get a stabilizing environment in order to treat the people there in that moment.
Who were the attackers and what were they after? What was the purpose of this attack?
I can't confirm who the attackers were. That's not something that we've investigated. I mean, our main priority is to look after the needs of the people and to save their lives, particularly the children who were victims of this attack. And we cannot advocate anymore that these attacks against children cannot continue. What we need is greater peacekeeping presence that can extend out to these really remote, harder to reach areas. These two trucks were evacuating Muslims out of the country for their own safety, and they were attacked on a route that was extending them out to Cameroon.
What other type of support are you providing the families there in Central African Republic?
The children are working in many sites in Bangui. It's approximately 60% of the population that are fed into open fields away from armed actors, and where they're trying to respond with emergency life-saving treatment, medical drugs. A lot of the children have experienced significant trauma, so we're helping to provide them with a safe place to play and provide psychological first aid for those who really show signs of trauma from living in these conditions and from the violence they've seen. We're stressed across many different parts of the country, but obviously huge needs remain throughout the country. So we're providing an entry point into treating some of the more grave illnesses that are admitted in the hospitals, but it's really fighting fires. Unless we get increased committed funding from the international community, this will be an uphill battle for the remaining days.